It's a bit like cooler screens, right? Where it's like, we have a vending machine that's a big screen on it instead of just the glass, which was boring.
So now you can't see if your twirl is stuck in the spring or not.
And with the big screen, you also can show ads and therefore generate more revenue. Now, much also like cooler screens, one of the six items, one of the six little cards on their website says data. You can forego guesswork and make informed decisions about sales and operations based on comprehensive reports.
Is that going to do some predictive shit off of this, aren't they?
Including.
You look like you want a twirl.
Measuring foot traffic, gender, age.
Hold on. Hold on a fucking minute. The vending machine clocks me?
Yeah, the gending machine.
I can get misgendered. I can get misvended. Like what?
You can get misgendered and you can also be forced to have a twirl.
Yeah, absolutely. Yo, do I order a twirl like an AGP?
You know what it was? Is you order a twirl and it gives you a Yorkie.
I would kill myself. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's the vending machine that's just like that,
the gender critical vending machine.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I don't feel like I can trust the vending machine company to have like a woke view on gender, right? Like,
why is there a vending machine in this women's toilet?
Hey, how come this vending machine is displaying some very odd Harry Potter fan fiction? With our smart vending machine, you get two devices in one. They say an unattended retail device and a digital signage display. The mighty mix of POS, point of sale, and DOOH, digital out of home, so POS and do.
The amazing mix of piece of shit and dough.
Brings you a terrible bun.
I also like the unattended retail device, which really, like, I understand what they mean by it, but it really implies that it's, like, being left to its own devices.
Oh, no.
Like, that it could just do anything.
In the Soviet Union, they would have an attendant in a little kiosk next to the vending machine.
Attendant does not, like, provide advice.
I think it's because unattended retail device implies that it should be attended, but it isn't.
An unmanned vending vehicle.
Like unattended steamroller. Yeah. You're like, oh no.
What you're missing, let me tell you what you're missing, is that, and this is something I've really learned over the course of doing this show, is that when you are a tech company trying to disrupt something normal, you have to talk about it like a police officer describing a suspect.
Right.
So
gentleman of a vending nature.
An unattended outdoor revenue solution is a vending machine.
It can't
just be a vending machine.
My colleague approached the unattended outdoor vending machine.
And then it said PC Shufflesworth was a pretty lady. it clocked PC Shufflesworth.
Wait, are we canonically making PC Shufflesworth a trans man now?
PC Shufflesworth.
So from the
TV licensing auditing video from 10 years ago.
So it says you can display advertisements, and this is one of the reasons why it wants to collect all this data, right? Is because if I'm a university, say a University of Riley, and I have a whole bunch of new automated outdoor retail vending platform solutions, I want to be able to know, like, to not put Yorkies by the women's toilets.
I want to be able to, like, target women. I want to be like, hey, have you considered signing up for, like, a computer science class or something else that you want to increase female participation in?
Yeah, this is why maybe you, as a vending administrator, you'd want to spy on everybody who's possibly using the vending machine.
I think it's fine to give the boss of vending machines panopticon-level powers so that the vending machines can display a little, like, International Women's Day thing.
They do display a very funny ad, which I will pass around the room in a moment. So they also allow you to display ads so you make more money. So you can display advertisements for products sold in the machine, sure, like a chump or an idiot.
Yeah, or a chump.
Yeah. Or you can display programmatic media. You can have a programmatic media purchasing solution, which basically means just like normal internet ads. People will buy ad space on your vending machine in ad auctions.
Vending machines in your area,
leverage Invenda AI and data to enable targeted marketing. So you walk up to the vending machine, and then it just basically tells a whole bunch of stuff about you, and then broadcasts that to everyone around you in the form of an ad.
It just reads you for filth.
Just like I go up to the vending machine, and everyone else is like, "Why the fuck are they trying to like sell me on like transgender shit? Why are cat ears coming up? Like what?"
Why is there an advert for a giant piss funnel? What's going on?
Can you buy a Stradiol Valerate?
I'm sick of this fucking predictive thing. You buy one piss funnel and they're like, do you want to buy another piss funnel? No, I just bought one.
I already have one,
obviously,
idiot.
Yeah.
Why don't you go advertise this
Where
to someone
without a
piss
funnel?
Where am I going
to put the other one, my ass?
Yeah, what am I trying to do, funnel multiple people's piss?
Yeah, that's why I bought a big piss funnel.
It's a wide angle funnel.
Yeah.
See, this joke does not work for the cat ears, though, because you know those bitches all have 10 pairs.
That's true,
so,
yeah.
There you go. That's where we fall
down. Well,
you want
your ears to be the same every day? Come on.
Impress. This is impress. Earlier this month, a vending machine at the University of Waterloo showed an error message. The error message on the screen said, Invenda.vending.facialrecognition.app.exe on the screen.
Great.
Yeah. They could have called it anything else. Something... You just have to be marginally less
obvious.
Yes.
And even like a sinister code name would
be something like audience improvement calibration.
Way more sinister. Like the Masquerade Initiative or something.
Yeah. Vending.invendor.mysteriousevilplan.exe. Yeah.
How come the vending machine is doing something called the Scorpion Initiative?
Oh, that's good actually. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were founded by Andreessen Horowitz.
Day two of the Russian cyber attack, every vending machine emits scorpions.
No one ever orders the scorpions. They tell you it's a good and low-calorie source of protein, but no one's interested. And they don't care if they eat them in China. They'd rather have a pack of munchies or something.
It would be ironic to have them blast the scorpions, given that they did the Winds of Change. A simple window showing... This is from the press. A simple window showing you the snacks inside, apparently, is too low-tech. Instead, Invenda's new era of vending machines use giant touchscreens to inundate you with combo deals, promotions, and AI-powered product recommendations. Again, we are... So you walk up to the thing, and then it's just like, do you get a Yorkie or not? By the way, you can trust us with this information.
Cool.
I guess I'm also kind of confused here. Maybe this is like a real London vibe, but I can't tell you the last time I saw a fucking vending machine. Like, I work on university campuses, and we all have like our own university branded espresso stands and stuff like that, where we sell things to the children. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
It's like airports, where... train stations.
Yeah, but even in train stations that I'm in, it's like, no, there's are you going to M&S or are you going to, you know,
you're
going to
get
whatever.
A pasty. So
Right?
The West Cornwall Pasty Co. Imagine if they started doing facial recognition.
they'll be clocking my ass. They'll be like, she's back.
So, before we move on to off of this, though, I did...
A mighty lass requires, I'm sure, a sturdy meal of a deluxe sausage roll or a classic pasty.
So.
And she'll be surely wanting a cookie with it.
Got my ass.
So all of this surveillance panopticon, right? Because this is off the back of a partnership with another company called Quividia. Which again, like,
I've got a bad case of Quividia.
Yeah. They say, you know, we will be offering a unified, precise.
That's what the vending machine told me.
They say we will be offering. Yeah, that's how they're advertising to you. That's the problem with all these AI generated ads.
This is just a guy who clearly wanted to claim he worked for Nvidia. Picked the business name. Was like, yeah, I work for Nvidia.
Quividia. We went to school with her.
Yeah.
We can offer a unified, precise measurement for each of the campaigns run on our network and our partnership leading to a more efficient use of retail media budgets. Mm. Means, again, the purpose of the giant panopticon, again, the identify you importantly in many ways that are like particular to you that are just being put up everywhere without anyone really being asked. Is for the purposes of better marketing M&Ms.
Yeah, but on the other hand, Quividia Vending Panopticon has some fantastic articles in Tatler.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, I want to move on to ARC, the ARC newsletter that I've subscribed to and I'm going to be sharing with you now. Now, as a reminder to listeners, ARC is a company that is the Magic Beans company. You know, they're the ones who are like, robo-taxis will be here in 2018, 19, first quarter 2020. Third quarter 2022, latest time robo-taxis will be there. This is the ARC
Sort of the Avanti West Coast of technology.
Yes.
I mean, to be fair, there's not really much need for taxis for robots. It's not enough. I mean,
don't need to move the vending machines around that often.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what do you got, Asimo?
Yeah.
He can walk. He doesn't mind.